Hello, and welcome to the Real Estate Marketing Masters Mix podcast, where each episode we share actionable strategies for amping up your real estate marketing game. And now, here's your host, Dave Cole.
And we welcome you in. Our topic for this week is timing your campaigns. My name is Dave Cole. We're joined, as always, by the one Police Scott Winteroth. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Dave. Great timing. Just kidding. Sounds like a great topic to talk about. I know timing is something that I try to think about a lot, like what's coming up and what have we done. So I'm excited to hear some of the strategies and tactics that you are going to share around that particular topic.
All right, Scott. Glad you jumped right in since this is all about timing. But actually, yeah, I think that when you're doing your overall marketing, your advertising, and especially your social media can play into it, that it's kind of the thinking ahead and timing your campaigns is just a really important aspect. And it's one of those things where it may take a morning, an afternoon, or just a time when you're off, by yourself or something, to really sit and think about it and play to your strengths. And so just a couple of examples for what we're talking about for timing your campaigns is maybe something that might spark a need or reason for someone to buy or sell. For example, as it gets into the later part of May and just before and maybe surrounding graduation time, and for the month or so after that, maybe to have something toward a back to school. You'll have the situation where, maybe the kids are close to graduating from grammar school. Maybe you want to go to a different school district or a particular high school you want them to go to. So things along those lines. Or when school district's going to play a part, there are a lot of people, especially with children in school, that prefer to do their move during the summer so that their children, their students, can start at a new school for the new school year. So this means being ready to make their move maybe during that, June, July, even early August period, which usually if we're talking about that for the move means you might want to be having them start maybe even, February, March or so. It's going to take a couple months for them to find the property. And so just in terms of staging, and that's what we mean by timing your campaign, that maybe starting May, it's good for, hey, time to start thinking about, do you want your kids to go to a different school or like a back to school type campaign? So that's one example. And I've got some more, but just one other one. And Scott, I know I want to get your thoughts on this, but another would be that there are some people that come the end of a calendar year find themselves with a tax situation, maybe an unusual tax situation on their hands. Something has happened, they've had a big expense, or they need something for a tax deduction, possibly some type of inheritance or transfer of property, or it doesn't even have to be anything real estate related, where they do need to have an expense or possibly show some type of a loss. And while some of this is more focused on those that work with investment properties, there are situations that could come up with everyone. So maybe to be putting the thought out there in November, early December, complicated tax situation or just ways to kind of get the word out that you could help work with them. And not that you're a tax, person or giving tax advice, but sometimes real estate's a great way to work around a tax situation. So, Scott, just a couple of thoughts as far as reasons to be able to time a strategy.
Yeah, great stuff. I mean, I know for me, a lot of social media marketing or digital marketing is content creation is sort of timing and sort of creating content that is of a timely manner to the people who are receiving it. So the idea of promoting a tax season or promoting end of the year wrap up kind of for taxes or promoting a Valentine's Day sale or something like that is a lot of that. And I know for me, it takes usually, to me, it's more of a productivity system too, where I look at my yearly, quarterly, monthly calendars and ultimately take time each week or maybe at least once a month to sit down and sort of plan out what those matters might be. And then, you know, for me to get it to sort of create content surrounding a particular topic, I sit down each week and say, okay, this is what I'm going to work on this week. And I plot out the days of the week that I'm going to create that content to surround around those particular topics. Because obviously the goal is to push out messages that are timely to people who want to see them, you know, basically what you're saying. So it's a lot of productivity. And I know that although real estate marketing may not necessarily be a lot of like blog post creation and stuff like that per se, although if you do that, you're definitely taking a leg up and doing a lot of great stuff. But, you know, just the pure fact of gathering listings, writing emails to clients and doing like, you know, creating sort of some content for social media is very much a content marketing campaign. And I think that there's a lot of elements of being a highly productive content creator that lends to being a real estate professional. But it really all sort of, you know, kind of get back to our topic, it all sort of comes back to having stuff to talk about and really taking time to sit down, whether it's, you know, I recommend doing it sort of like annually, quarterly, monthly, and weekly. But sitting down at some point and being like at least once a month and being like, look, this is what I think we could talk about this month. And I know luckily having a partner like Dave or someone like him who can give you ideas is always a good thing too. So definitely a good way to partner up and also see what other people are doing. Take time to scope the web and see what people are talking about. That's just another way of seeing stuff that's contextual to what's going on today.
Yeah, Scott, and I don't think that we got off topic, actually. I think that there's a message in that, and some of it that I also suggest, I know in some of the, you know, workshops and so forth that I do, you know, on my own, and of course, Scott, we've worked on some, but it's also things like, you know, keeping track of even local, I guess we'll say business news, just to kind of sum it up. So, for example, you may see that the ground is about to be broken on a big new grocery store in your farm area. And chances are the article would say, okay, they've just broken ground. They expect it to be completed in August, which may be 6 months away or 3 months away or even a year away, depending on when a property is, when the announcement comes that this is what's going to be on this property. And because of that, if let's say using the grocery store example, it's going to be in an area that is underserved with grocery stores. It's not somebody just being a competitor. Sometimes they'll carve out a niche of a few square blocks and say, hey, we could do well with a big grocery store here. That is something that you as a real estate agent might want to keep in mind and be able to put out updates on that as your social media. Hey, I drove by the blah, blah, blah store today. It's halfway done, or they put the roof on, or things like that, because for people that are maybe looking to move into that area, having this big new grocery store there, or people looking to sell from that area, as a matter of fact, having this big new grocery store within close proximity could be a major selling point to a family. So it doesn't always have to be something that's real estate related, such as the strategies I gave earlier, and I've got a couple of more coming up. So it is things to be thinking about, that if you can note on your personal calendar that, hey, I've got to follow the blah, blah, blah store as it's being built, that might be, you know, one social media post a week or one a month or more as it gets closer, but something to kind of be aware of. And then this way people know, hey, I'm going to check with, you know, your posts or your social media. I want to know how that store is doing. That could be an important factor.
Mm-hmm. Definitely just having the research and that's just, it kind of goes back to what I was saying, taking a little bit of time each week, each month to sit down and research what's going on in your ideal selling area, because that way you'll know. And it's not just stuff that you can use. I think what you're saying too, is that it's not just stuff you can use online or for your marketing. It's stuff that you can use in conversation, whether you're showing a home nearby or whatever. It's just good info to have no matter what.
Right. And in something like that, Scott, and using that as an example, because that's something that, you know, can be very effective, especially for those that do work a particular farm area and they're looking for something like that. What do you recommend in terms of, if I'm that agent and I'm in that situation, should I go and maybe every week or so take and post a picture that I took of, wow, they just put the roof on this store, or the name has gone up, or they've paved the parking lot, or kind of be involved in that process to almost be associated with it. What recommendations would you have? How often, or what, you know, what might people use as visuals in terms of doing something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's different levels of that. One could be obviously going out there and taking your own photos, which is always, you know, very, very feasible. Another thing would be basically, if depending on how the construction general contractor or the actual facility itself, they may post photos to social media as well. So you might be able to sort of reshare what they're saying. But obviously, whenever you create original content or whenever you take your own photo and write something that goes with it, you have much more control over what you're saying in the message. So, you know, that's really where you can say, instead of just saying, oh, look, we're, you know, the store might say, oh, look, we're almost opening, or come to our grand opening, where you could say as an agent, hey, look, you know, this is a great opportunity for the neighborhood if you're looking to buy, sell, whatever. So you have more control over the overall message. So the more you can do, or even doing a live video, going out in front of the site, maybe at the grand opening or prior to the grand opening, or any level of the construction phase, you can go and use your iPhone or your mobile device, I should say, not just a particular iPhone, but use your iPhone and use the Facebook app or the Instagram app or one of the social media platforms that you choose, and go and do a live video and maybe try to find people who work there who want to say, who are happy that that's happening. You might even be able to do a little bit of a sort of news reporting, if you will, if you're comfortable doing that. And I know a lot of realtors are usually really good at talking to people off the cuff. So find some people who are also happy about the situation and draw a conversation. Make it, spin it positive, and use this as a selling tool that you can show to people who are prospecting in that area.
Okay, Scott, continuing on that, because I think that's very valuable information. So let's say that, again, you know, I'm going to be doing this and I have this, and I use the three social media ports that I use the most, because, you know, there's not always time in the day to use all of them. But mm-hmm. Let's say I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And I've got a really nice picture of this store. You know, they just put the name of the store up. Mm-hmm. And I've got some people that follow maybe two of the three or all three, but in a lot of cases, it's different followers on each. Do you have any feelings in terms of, I mean, I could see where using the same picture is fine, but maybe adjusting the copy from, you know, would you want to say the same thing on Facebook that you do on LinkedIn? Or are there some strategies as far as how to adjust using what's essentially the same message, but changing it a little bit based on the specific social media that you're using?
Yeah, I mean, those are obviously really important questions. And I think that, you know, in a perfect world, you would tailor the message to each individual platform based on the audience that you're connected with. So for example, if you're on, you know, for example, LinkedIn, you might be connected maybe less with leads per se. I'm just hypothetically, maybe less with leads and more with partners. So for example, business partners, people within the industry. So other agents or mortgage professionals or insurance agents and stuff like that, people that you sort of deal flow with. And ultimately, that might be an opportunity to share the same message, being like, look, this area is sort of hot, or this area might become more of a ideal location for buying and selling. So that's a way to sort of educate people within the industry, and they'll find value in that because you're helping them out, like you're giving them information. But also, as a busy realtor, as a busy agent perspective too, sometimes to manage all those different platforms can be daunting, especially sort of if you're really focusing on your own business and it's just you, then sometimes just getting it up is half the battle. So if it means just to get it up and you don't have time to tailor individual messages, I would be more for getting it up versus not doing anything. But sometimes you got to go with what works. So yeah, hope that answers your question, Dave. Thanks.
Okay, sure does. Yeah, a couple of more of the strategies. I know we mentioned about like back to school and a tax situation. There are also other, I guess, general opportunities to be thinking of and planning kind of in advance. In addition to holidays, I know that there are some agents especially that maybe will try to tailor or involve with whether it's a VA loan or working with veterans or working with people in the medical profession or whatever it may happen to be. So it might be a Veterans Day, a Memorial Day, or if you're in more of a, you know, shall we say, a working class community, maybe something to think about in advance that you're doing with regard to Labor Day, obviously the winter holidays and Thanksgiving and New Year's days, but still be able to think about how might or how do those holidays relate to exactly what you happen to be doing and go from there. It's also things like certain areas where maybe for summer homes or winter homes, or even as people are starting to think about relocation. So it's, I guess one way to put it is for, you know, those of you in the northern cities of Chicago, New York, Boston, Baltimore, where people are get fed up each winter and start thinking about, gee, should I, you know, start looking in Florida or Arizona or New Mexico or whatever the case might be. So I guess I'll just, you know, mention the song California Dreamin' on Such a Winter's Day. And as a way that maybe you could use that as a working agent to attract attention to yourself. So I think generally speaking that there's a lot of strategies depending on your situation. And that's our whole theme, is about being able to time your campaigns, think of things in advance. And hopefully, Scott, in this podcast, we've given people enough idea to go by that they could be doing one or two or three things over the course of the year that you can kind of set up and plan and then get ready for whatever the, you know, the ultimate, not really ending, but that point is, and even maybe how to follow up with it. You know, hopefully you'd have a, hey, we moved three families to Florida this year, or we got, you know, three houses sold in the community of, you know, Westchester because of this new grocery store, whatever the case might be. So hopefully you'll have some type of follow-up. So anyway, any last thoughts on that, Scott?
Well, I think too, just, I mean, other than coming up with, other than the standard events, I mean, this is also an opportunity to sit down and think of ways that you, as your, as an owner of your business or an office owner, maybe something can come up with your own events too. I mean, potentially having maybe client appreciation events or other, you know, buckling off of local county fairs or anything like that, where you as an office or you as an individual real estate professional can come up with your own stuff. And I think that really in episode number one, episode number three, episode number five, we talk a lot about how you can use these opportunities, create opportunities like this where you can come back and sort of come up with ideas on your own too. You don't necessarily have to stick with the traditional holidays to your thing. I know Dave would be, I don't mean to plug ourselves, but I know Dave would be a great person to sit down with you and sit down with anyone and come up with some ideas for how to create events for your business, right? So yeah, that's my final thought. A plug for Dave. How about that?
All right. Yeah, I wasn't going to stop you, but no, appreciate that. And, you know, I'm not the only one that could do this, but it's just the idea again of, you know, creating the value out of doing this. So anyway, I think that will wrap it up. Let's have our timing be short and concise this week so that everybody can get back to work. Hope you will join us on our next podcast. And Scott, thanks very much. And thanks to everybody for joining us.
All right, Dave, that sounds great. Listen, that's another episode of the Real Estate Marketing Masters Mix podcast with Dave Cole. Be sure to head on over to our website at davecole.com to learn more about our past episodes and to learn more about marketing for real estate in various aspects. Please subscribe to our podcast on Apple iTunes or Google Play or any podcatcher service of your choice. And if you like what you're hearing and you think we've got some good ideas for you, please leave a rating on the podcast. That really helps us reach new people, and we really appreciate it. That's a wrap for this week. Bye for now.